early this morning, we were in communications with Iowa, and we determined that the rise of the river would probably overtop I-29 early this morning. At that time, we began our preparations that we had for that closure, for moving traffic smoothly to other routes. As the day progressed, the water didn't rise as expected. There were some erratic rises for us, and the closure was delayed considerably. At one point, the decision was made to reopen I-29. The closure was no longer necessary, and then briefly after we reopened it, the water did rise to the expected level and closed the southbound lanes of I-29. After the southbound lanes were closed, a determination was made for safety reasons that we needed to close the northbound lanes as well. So emergency services, if you can imagine an accident on the open lanes, if we had left half the lanes open, emergency services might not have been able to travel to them in the appropriate direction of the interstate. So the decision was made, and we closed I-29. Does that answer your question, sir?
So the water doesn't completely cover I-29, but you have closed it because of safety reasons?
Exactly. Water completely covers the southbound lanes of I-29. That's up in Iowa. And because the southbound lanes are closed, we determined it would be prudent to close the northbound lanes as well.
You also mentioned a backup on 136 into Nebraska. Could you talk about that situation as well?
Yes. The Brownville Bridge on Route 136 west of I-29 was under some renovation, was under some work. So the contractor had one lane closed on the bridge, and traffic was over one lane with a signal control, you know, letting the traffic through in one direction for a while and then the other direction for a while. We're working with the contractor to open both lanes as soon as possible. That might not be until a couple of days.
See what happens.
Right. And because of that closure, we had quite a backup on 136, and we wanted to alert people that if they were looking for alternate routes, 136 West was maybe not their best choice.
Is there any sense at this time how long I-29 might be closed?
As long as water is over I-29, it would be closed, and I don't have a good sense for how long that will be from now on. Perhaps the Corps could answer that better.
This is Jody Farhat. We expect these high releases to extend into, or well into August. So I think that's your answer.